Stories. Tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening. Michael Cohen here, 1320 WILS. Producer James Platy handling the audio this evening. Thanks for joining us on a rainy Friday evening here in Lansing. Let's just get right into it. They've been called the most hated family in America, and now the Westboro Baptist Church of Kansas is once again coming to the Lansing area with their now famous God Hates signs and demonstrations. To find out why, I'm joined by Jonathan Phelps. He's the son of Fred Phelps, who is the founder of the church. Jonathan, thanks for joining us this evening.
Good afternoon.
So, when it comes to this church, right, is it about 40 members, and are most of you then family members?
No and no.
Okay. Well, I mean, how many members are currently in the Westboro Baptist Church?
Well, I don't have the precise number, but it's irrelevant first. But mm-hmm. If you wanted to actually count on it, count up the numbers, you'd probably double that.
Okay, less than 100, but over 50. So let's get to why you're coming to Lansing on Monday. I know you were outside of East Lansing High School in 2010, and your website says that Lansing's Eastern High School on Monday is going to be representative of all the high schools of doomed America. But how did Eastern get to be the lucky high school to be chosen?
Literally, put them all in a bag and shake them up and pull one out. It was close. It was convenient. No particular reason other than that. We're as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we go into all the world and preach the gospel, and that's part of the world.
You know, hatred is such, it's a very hateful and horrible word. It's difficult to deal with any way you cut it. Why is hate the key word that your church seems to be representing?
Well, because we represent what the Bible preaches, and the Bible is very clear on the hatred of God. God's eternal purpose in punishing the wicked in hell forever needs to be preached, and that's what we preach.
And where does the love part of it all come in, then?
According to the Bible, and that's what we preach, He loves those that He has chosen from the foundation of the world and elected them to salvation by a mere act of grace on His part. And He calls those that He has fixed His love upon by preaching what the Bible actually says.
Well, I mean, you could certainly have signs that declare God loves, fill in the blank. You choose to go with these signs that say that declares God's hate. I mean, is it simply to be provocative and to draw an emotional reaction from people?
No, as ambassadors of Christ, which is one of our titles, We have to faithfully deliver the message of the sovereign which we represent, and that's the message of the Bible. He loves His elect. He hates the rest of mankind.
Now, you're obviously the Westboro Baptist Church seems to demonstrate all over the country. Your church, from what I understand, maybe you can confirm, spends about $200,000 a year on these trips. Is that in the ballpark?
I don't know, because each person pays their way. And my wife has to tell me how much we pay a year in our household, because I don't even keep track of it.
I mean, how is that funded? Are all the church members employed, and a lot of their money then goes to taking these trips?
Well, I'm employed full-time as a lawyer, and one of the requirements to be in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is that you work for a living. And so, presumably, they're working for a living and paying their way, because they're all participating equally.
You're in Topeka, Kansas there. I can only imagine, tell me, is the community proud of your church, or do you find that community members there are less than friendly towards you?
another irrelevancy, but from an objective standpoint, we would be the most hated family in Topeka, Kansas, United States, and soon, the world.
Well, it certainly must be an issue getting a job as a church member, I'm guessing.
Well, because our skills are second to none and we apply ourselves, employers seek us out.
I'm talking to Jonathan Phelps. He's the son of Fred Phelps and a member of the Westboro Baptist Church, which is coming to Eastern High School here in Lansing on Monday morning to demonstrate. Now, let's get to what really outrages people the most when it comes to the Westboro Baptist Church. It's these military funeral demonstrations, which in many people's eyes is basically taking someone's most painful and what many people say is the most painful experience of any human experience, which is losing a child, and making it even more painful. Have you yourself lost a child or known someone that has, and do you have an understanding of the depth of that pain?
I have both lost a child, and I know those that have lost children. And I say to you, and I say to anyone that asks me, the same thing that Job said in response. The Lord gave and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the answer to the question.
Well, the question is further, which is, are you not making, if you're at a funeral protesting, are you not only making that pain more? And are you not inspiring even further emotional damage to parents that are in pain?
Well, first of all, we're not at the funeral. We're on the public right-of-way outside, where everybody in the world has a right to take a position on matters of vital public concern. And therefore, we're not interfering with that process, and it's frankly just a lie to say we are. If they have the ultimate veto power, they can turn their heads. What they're really mad about is that we're not jumping up and down, encouraging them and waving the flag about what they're doing.
But why demonstrate there? There's so many places to demonstrate. You may be not at the site of the funeral, but family members do need to drive by you, very possibly. You say they can turn their heads, but just the mere fact that you're at these sacred events, you yourself be outraged to have somebody at your child's funeral in any way protesting about it?
Well, first of all, you got to understand that these are not private events. Private events we don't participate in. These events involve the government and the family inviting the world to come and wave a flag and cheer them on. They cannot build that platform and that forum and not expect some dissenting views when they insist upon making a hero out of the person and it being a public event. So if a person has a private event, you won't see us around. But when a proud sinner insists upon their sin and insists that other people emulate that conduct, we're going to be there to object. And the reason is because dying time is truth time. Everybody knows that these death events are used to publish messages. And some people do it out of a pure heart, and some people do it out of evil motives.
Are you not yourself, though, a sinner, and your church members also sinners? I mean, how are you that much different than the rest of us?
Substantially no different, except for the grace of God. But when a society like America has despised the grace of God and has turned their backs on fundamental things like the proper relationship between a man and a woman when it comes to marriage and all those issues that are on the front burner of every the front page of every newspaper, these are matters of vital public concern.
How are you helping with these outrageous signs? I mean, some people...
They're not outrageous. Well, they're the truth.
Yeah, but...
And the way we're helping is we are telling them the truth, and that's the only real way to show your love is to tell... If you know somebody's about ready to step off into a major disaster, you owe them some warning.
Well, it's one thing to sit and talk to somebody, but you know your signs are inciting very negative emotions out of people, and they're meant to do so.
No, what they're meant to do is to remind you that there's a God in heaven, and he requires obedience, and that there's consequences. He's told you from 2000 A.D., B.C., before Christ, at the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all his prophets and apostles and the Lord Jesus Christ since then, that if you go the way of Sodom, you are going to destroy yourselves. And we owe that to our fellow man. That's our duty of love, to warn them about it.
But the way to spread the message is through signs that declare hatred? I mean, are there no better ways to do this by either having signs that declare love and by participating within communities rather than inciting? Because really, you're coming to Lansing. You know, there's going to be a police presence. You know there's going to be a major public reaction. I mean, they're almost circus-like events, are they not?
Those death events that the military holds are like circus events.
No, I'm talking about your demonstration at Eastern High School on Monday. You know that it's going to be there are going to be many police officers. There are going to be protesters protesting against your group. I mean, how is that spreading any kind of real message?
Well, the message is that the God who holds the breath of life, your breath of life in his hands and controls where you spend eternity, is running things. And they have devoted their children to fight for a country who insists upon the sin of Sodom being the rule. Now, that we're going to get somebody's attention when that happens, because we're not going to have the blood of those young men and the survivors of those people that you're sending off to war. Their blood is not going to be on our hands, because we've issued you the warning, and we've done it in a very public way. And furthermore, it's the only forum we have available to us.
How so? I mean, there's the Internet. You can certainly go to public events and preach your message without signs that will outrage the public. I mean, you acknowledge that, don't you? I mean, when you put up a sign like that, it's going to create a reaction, and a very negative one, right?
Well, it's the same reaction that gospel preaching has received for time immemorial. And the Lord Jesus Christ commands that we go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Now, the only example
that I can draw on from the Bible is in public forums, on the public streets, where the people come and go, not off in a cow pasture somewhere, not off on some passive web page somewhere, but right up in your face, metaphorically speaking, warning you about the sin that's taking you to hell.
One thing about the Westboro Baptist Church, you are against physical violence, right? Very much so.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, isn't part of the real problem is this kind of visceral hatred, especially of homosexuality? Isn't this the bedrock of the type and the underlying feeling of the people that do, in fact, act out violently towards homosexuals? And that, as you know, happens tens of thousands of times here in America every year.
Well, first of all, that's not true. The only violence I see is the sodomites physically attacking those that speak a word in opposition. So let's not pretend otherwise.
Are you saying that homosexuals are not the
visceral hatred that you speak of is not present in the preacher of the gospel. He knows there's no substantial difference except in degree between the sin of the sodomite and the sin of the thief.
But you know homosexuals are targeted if not for true.
That is absolutely not true.
Anymore.
That's just a fable agreed upon.
So you think in high schools kids are being bullied for potentially being homosexual, or if they are homosexual, you're saying you don't think that happens here in America?
I've got 50 nieces and nephews, and the only bullying going on in the public schools are because they say, "Let God be true and every man a liar." Not a bunch of silly sodomites that are openly accepted, and they're the norm. So get over it already. That's just a lie.
I want to ask you one last thing, because the one thing we know about indoctrination is it has to happen early. If you want to develop someone in a very strict...
You don't know anything about indoctrination. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ and God himself who created man is the authority on that matter.
Let's look at the Middle East. You know there are the suicide bombers, and we know a lot about how there is an indoctrination process, and it does start
what
in childhood.
What I know about the Middle East is that they're Muslims and they worship a pedophile called Muhammad. What is your point? The Lord Jesus Christ tells you to teach your children at the earliest age possible, all the way until they're grown up, the law of the Lord.
Well, the point is that in many of these Middle Eastern countries, in fact, they do despise homosexuality very much in the way you're expressing there. In fact, there is the death penalty in countries like Iran and Yemen. And they also have a set of beliefs that are probably equally as strict, maybe different than yours. But when you see that, does that not make you question some of the indoctrinated thoughts that you have?
Lord Jesus Christ set down the rules of, and he calls for the death penalty. What are you talking about? What am I going to do with that? You want me to instruct the Lord?
Well, I'm asking you to reflect on a culture that's different than ours that does share this one fundamental idea that you have, which is this hatred, as your signs say, of homosexuality. And
I don't hate them. I don't hate them. I'm the only one that loves them by warning them about the consequences of their conduct. That is an eternal hell. We don't have a death penalty in this country. In fact, they are encouraged in that sin in this country, and that's what the problem is. Nobody warns these people about the eternal consequences of the conduct. That's why we can't keep enough prisons open. We can't keep enough juvenile offender facilities open to house these beasts that you're insisting upon. God loves you willy-nilly without regard to obedience.
Well, one last thing, please. Now, you're going to be at Eastern High School. Are you going to be there yourself personally, or is it just several members of the church?
I can't make that. I got to be somewhere else.
Sure. Okay.
The circle would be there.
Well, let me just ask you then. The group is going to be there during the 7 o'clock hour when the students are coming into the classrooms. Why are you doing that exactly?
Because if they're in the classrooms, they're not going to see our signs.
I see. And the point is you want to direct this towards the teenagers.
Okay. First of all, I don't know. I grew up in the 60s and 70s. It's a whole different world now. That's where the battle lines are. That's where this debate is being waged, is in the high schools. If you have a problem exposing children to this, talk to the former czar of education, the former leader of GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network. They've been indoctrinating these kids in that filth since they were in grade school. So I'm just trying to share some of the same platform.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jonathan Phelps, son of Fred Phelps, member of the Westboro Baptist Church, which will have representatives in Lansing and the Lansing area. Also, I think you're going to be at MSU later in the day and then heading to CMU to talk to some journalism students after that. Well, Jonathan, thank you very much for taking some time to talk to us this evening.
Thank you, sir.
And we will be back very shortly to talk some more. We're certainly going to change the tone on the program here for the next 40 minutes or so, 35. But stick around with us. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.